you on your toes a little.
Okay.
Keeps you on your toes a little.
Yeah.
I have two items for approval this morning. The first one is a dedication plat. This is for a portion of Cincinnati Dayton Road in Liberty Township.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
The second item I have is a replat of Lot 48. This is in the Robbinsville subdivision in Westchester Township.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Our office did put together some building permit and new subdivision information from last year. We thought you might be interested in having a copy. That's our problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, got it.
Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks.
Stayed right up there, haven't we?
Yes, pretty consistent.
Why don't you provide a copy to the, you guys?
Actually, we've got that all on our website now.
Go ahead.
Well,
Dave, go ahead and meet each one of these. Front two right there.
Before we continue, I'd like to welcome Lee Wong, Westchester Township Trustee. Thanks for being here. And John Boheed from the Addis Board. Thank you. We'll have communications.
Okay. First would approve travel and training, grant salary adjustment to Department Development Specialist for Department of Development, accept resignation of Inspector from Building and Zoning, and also then employ an inspector and a promotion in Building and Zoning, grant salary adjustment to CSEA Director, rescind resolution for promotion of CSEA employee, reclassify A2 Senior Engineering Aide and a DES Inspector in Environmental Services under the County Engineer, advertise for bids for Princeton Road signal installation and intersection improvements, advertise for bids for SAMI of various county roads, advertise for bids for Center Point Drive at Westchester Town Center, cancel sidewalk performance bond for Cherokee Estates 2B under Environmental Services, advertise for bids for Milliken Road and Morris Road Water Main, release one-year maintenance bonds for Wyandotte Woods Section 1 and Trails of Four Bridges, grant extension of sanitary sewer services to Jacqueline Drive, Ross Estates and Lane's Landing, approve OPWC 205 cast iron water main replacements, approve agreements with Technology Recycling Group, approve agreement with Norfolk Southern Railroad Company, authorize office for filing grant application for 206 endorsement grant, grant installment payment to Jay Rogers for water sewer connection fee. Under finance, approved transfers and appropriations, accepted amended certificate of estimated resources dated March 2nd, reimburse M. Williams and Cartwell for anti-terrorism and external relations team meetings and EMA. Under Job and Family Services, approve Job and Family Service payroll, approve 8 child daycare contracts, approve agreement with Catholic Social Services, and approve memorandum of understanding with SELF. Under miscellaneous, advertise for bids for lease of office space for Veterans Service Commission. Receive and refer bids for office space for Work Activities Center and for Liberty Fairfield Pump Station Water Main. Approve agreement with Combined Public Communications for inmate phone services. Approve lease with Agriculture Society for County Fueling Facility. Adopt resolution opposing cuts in food program for seniors. Approve Record Center agreement with Summit County JFS for imaging. Accept resignation of Doug McNeil from the Workforce One Investment Board. Appoint Michael McNeil to serve on the Planning Commission Board as a reappointment. Appoint Greg Massa to serve on Workforce One Investment Board. Express condolences for death of William Craig, Monument Curator. Amend resolution for allocation of YWCA funds to reflect 100% disbursement for marriage license fees. Amend notice and date, time and place of public hearing for real property transfer tax hearings, and approve title 4D service agreements between CSA and the prosecutor and the sheriff's office.
If there's no adjustments or changes, I move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now we'll have Craig Rambo, Butler County United Way, with a presentation, and Maureen Noe. Welcome this morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine. Honorable Commissioners, Administrator Conklin, thank you for having us here. We're pleased to report on the work we have been doing that you have authorized and funded in the past, and we're very appreciative that you have really supported our whole efforts in identifying a community agenda and the work we're about in the community impact work. And so we're here to report on where we are to date. And if we look at the next slide, our purpose was to identify one compelling issue that will direct countywide focused resources to make a positive and sustainable change. And we have been spending almost a year now in this whole process, and your funding enabled us to provide a countywide telephone survey, which was performed by John Fox, a marketing consultant, and then we performed focus groups throughout the county that was coordinated by an organization called Advance 4, and we were able, out of that, to identify four priority topics. They were youth, healthcare, transportation, and employment. And from that data that was gathered, we added a lot of additional specific data, statistics, and data gathered about what is happening in terms of those topics in our county. And we were then able to select a single overarching topic, which is Butler County youth grow into successful adults. This was selected by a very diverse group representing the total county. So the issues that evolved out of this whole study was that youth are affected by peer pressure, and there's a very large need for youth activities, a need for family involvement in education, a need for after-school programming, a need for positive youth development programs. High risk exists in drinking and other adult, or in both youth and adult, young adults, if I can get the words out. And we understand that there is a major concern about substance abuse. You can see here that youth in Butler County have a higher frequency of use of tobacco, alcohol, marijuana, and meets the average of use of cocaine as compared to the region and nationally. We also did some assessment of juvenile crime. While it's not growing, it's still an issue that exists. We looked at other aspects of violent crime, and there are some that are growing that have some concerns. We then looked at the issues of access of health care, and what this really represents is that there are certain sections of the county that aren't covered with insurance, and there's unavailability of doctors in certain sections of the county for various age groups. We did some assessment of proficiency scores in education at the fourth grade level. And then more specifically, we began to look at the issues of what do we need to do in the next steps prior to a summit that we plan to hold in early summer. And we began looking at the youth population at ages of 0 to 6, teens, other issues like low income, high risk youth. And we need to identify what successful means for these population categories. And we need to then identify the baselines that we can measure the investment and the outcomes over the next several years. So our at the summit, we want to create a baseline and the story behind it. In other words, understanding the issues that are impacting the youth in our community because they are our future. We want to involve both public and private sector agencies, individuals that will become partners in the action plan. And then we want to identify a community task force that will represent the total county and organizations to move forward. And then identify what it will take to turn the curve in Butler County to make a change that will be a significant difference for youth in the county. So those are at the summit, those are the three goals we have. After the summit, our goal will be to come out with a multi-year action plan and identify what will work, and then identify what the performance measures will be. And I think that really summarizes where we are to date. I might state that it's been a very long process and involving, but we believe that it, as we begin to move along this process, including as many people throughout the county to get consensus and understand the issues was essential. Between now and the summit in early summer, which is the dates yet to be set, we're going to gather more data that will reveal what might be an issue in one part of the county as compared to another, because it's not all totally the same. So we have a lot more work that we're doing. And eventually our goal is, after the summit, is to present to you in the fall and October the final results of the research, the focus, the summit, and the plan for action. So that's where we're heading. One of the things we are looking to do next is to identify or to ask questions throughout the stakeholder groups in the county about what does successful mean in terms of youth that become successful adults. We've already dealt with this a little bit in our own organization, and it's not a simple definition. We are looking to make sure we get input, especially from you as our funding agency supporters, about who we should invite to this summit. We have a lot of people interested already, but if you have input on that, that people or organizations you feel we should include, we'd like to know that. And then just any comments you might have about launching the plan in the community.
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you on the topic that you've selected, the area, because, you know, as we all say, is, you know, we're here to make sure that our community is better, and who are we doing it for is the youth, and we want to make sure that we leave our community in better hands than how we received it. And in order to do that, we need to make sure that the youth is ready to take over the leadership positions. And I can't think of a better area group to address our efforts to make sure that happens. And there's, you know, being in business and hiring a lot of first-time job people, mainly teenagers from high school, I've seen in the last 10, 15 years a sort of a downswing in responsibility, and that concerns me. You know, some kids don't care whether they come to work on time, whether they have a job or not. They come and apply for the job, but yet, you know, when I call them to say, well, you know, you're going to start, well, they're nowhere to be found. That's happened several times.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, so there is a great need, I think, in the community to work with developing opportunities and developing also roles of responsibility for our youth. And I'm thinking about this is, you know, that a lot of the kids in our community would like to have something to do in the summer and also make money and also could help the community. So one of the areas that I think that we may want to look at is sort of going back to the Roosevelt days of the public works, the PPW, is developing community projects that we'd be willing to pay for this summer help, but would be developing a project that would be good for the whole community, that the youth of our community can take part of and have ownership in. So it's just one idea that I thought of.
That's a good idea.
But I congratulate you on the area, and for myself, I stand ready to help in any way that I can.
We appreciate that much, very much.
I'd just like to reiterate what Greg said. It's a very worthwhile project, obviously. In my years of law enforcement, I've dealt with both ends of the spectrum, so I've dealt with a lot of delinquent youths, and then dealt with some on the very top. And I've noticed also, particularly, I guess, since I've been here and dealing with a lot of the 4-H kids at the fairgrounds and that kind of thing, they seem to have a pretty good grip on some of these issues, and it might be a good group to deal with. Julie Dalzell from the Ohio Extension there does a tremendous job with the kids, and some of the kids we dealt with there, their resumes are just unbelievable, the pluses and the things that they do, the fine things they do. Of course, you don't hear about those kids on the TV and in the press, because you hear about the few bad ones, and that's fortunately not
always the case, right?
The majority, at least. So We do appreciate what you're doing, and we stand ready to support any way we can.
Well, we thank you very much for your help, and any input you can give us, we will take sincerely and would appreciate.
Appreciate it.
Great. Would you be open to any questions from the press or audience? Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Maureen, did you want to say?
Yes, I just want to, in front of you, thank Craig Rambo so much. He's the president, CEO of McGill-Smith Punchin, and his leadership through this process. He talked about it being almost a year now. It's going to go beyond that, and he's the reason why it's so thoughtful and thorough, and we really appreciate his leadership. A couple other people to point out, he talked about some subcommittee work. We had the data committee. Carolyn Winslow championed that aspect of the work. John Boley with the Addis Board is championing the summit. And then we have Bruce Jewett, who's going to champion the report to the community. Craig talked about at the summit, kind of a new task force will be established, and that will be the committee then that will take this plan out into the future. So I just wanted to give thanks before you for the people really behind the scenes making this happen. So
thank you. Thank you very much. Anyone in the audience like to address commission? Chuck, do you have anything to bring up?
Just one thing. I have one issue. I recently attended a program at Miller Brewery, the REACH program. Their desire is to be more focused for the community and more of a community-involved neighbor. And I think they already have done a lot in the community and have quite a presence. But I just thought it was a very good program, and I applaud them for wanting to be more active in the community. It's badly needed. So.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone in the press have anything? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Galvin?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.